was. But we really kept the darn things pretty well under control.
Which ones? The
flies.
Okay.
And if I see a fly now, I chase him down with the fly swatter till I get him.
His days are numbered, huh, if he's in here.
I try it.
Okay. Do you have any other kind of insects that might get on your skin and bite you and stay stuck?
Well, there are ticks, wood ticks. And there's also sheep ticks, but I don't think sheep tick stays on the humans like the wood ticks.
Can you get a disease from...
Yes.
What is that called?
Tick fever.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And once you get it, it's kind of hard to control it.
Yeah. Is it ever called Rocky Mountain spotted?
Yes. There is a Rocky Mountain spotted tick fever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you get it from a particular type of tick.
Okay. Okay.
I think that's correct.
Do they have anything around here like called a chigger? You ever heard that word?
I've heard of chiggers around Farmington, in that area they have, but I don't know that we have them around here.
Okay.
We have bigger lice.
Bigger lice. Yeah.
But that's not like the chiggers. But I guess we have bigger lice. We used to out in the country.
Mm.
I don't, where we walk in town, we don't get them.
Yeah, not as many.
No.
Did you have an insect that it showed up kind of right before it got dark, but its tail would
firefly?
Yes.
I haven't seen any. So I don't know.
Okay. And there's another insect. I'm not even sure. Do y'all have any land around here that's kind of covered in water, but it's you see a lot of it down in Florida?
Yeah. No, we don't have that kind of the swamps.
Yeah. Don't. Have you ever heard of anything called a dragonfly?
Yes. And I think around the reservoirs we used to see some dragonflies.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty.
They are beautiful, aren't they? Is that what people would have called them, dragonflies?
I think so, and I think that's what we call them. They had a long, slender body and pretty wings. Their wings were rather transparent. And as I remember them, they were about 4 inches long.
Mm-hmm. That's it, yeah. Let me ask you if you've heard of these words. You ever heard them called a skeeter hawk?
No.
Or a snake doctor?
Snake doctor, I've heard them called.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm wondering about types of birds that you might find around here that people might see.
Well, right here, we don't have any birds, but...
Well, back up at the ranch when you were living out there, you can all talk about that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget, I'm supposed to be at the ranch. Yes, we had a lot of birds.
Name some of them.
Well, there's the sparrow and the red-winged blackbird and just give me a little time.
That's okay.
The Baltimore Oriole, and once in a while we'd see the cedar waxwings, and they just kind of come at certain times of the year and go through. And we had quite a few wild pigeons. One year, or a couple of years, we had an awful lot of wild pigeons. And they fed them over in our draw and tried to net them, catch them so they could band them.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty, pretty things. And we had lots of crows and magpies and buzzards and eagles.
Really? What kind of eagles?
We had bald eagle and a golden eagle. And those bald eagles would sit on the fence and wait for a lamb to be born.
Really?
And they would swoop right down and get that baby lamb and go off.
You had to watch out for them, huh?
We had to watch. One morning there were, I think it was 9 eagles sitting on the corral fences.
9? 9.
And one night I gave a little talk. There were 2 of us that gave a talk at this conservation meeting. And I told him, I said, nothing is more beautiful than to see an eagle fly until it comes down and swoops and picks up a lamb and flies away. And it isn't beautiful then. And Victor's brother said, he's dead now. He said, well, both of his brothers are dead. He said, an eagle can't pick up a new lamb. And Victor said, you watch. And he saw it with his own eyes, and he couldn't believe it.
It'd be awfully strong to do that.
Oh, those talons, and they hang on so tightly. So I said, we had to take care of those sheep, and there's only one way to do it, and that's take care of the evils.
Were they let out in a big, were the sheep kept in a big